Hello and welcome to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky and I will be your guide into the wonderful world of dividend investing. Congratulations, you've made it into October, officially the start of Q4 of this financial year. The markets have continued to go down, but remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. Let's go. So this week's episode is different from all other weeks because we don't really have a topic that we're discussing. We do have many more topics coming up. I really just wanted to take the time to check in on how you are doing, and I want to give you some points to remember as you go forward. If you listen to the very first episode, it was over before it started. You'll find out that by this point in your investment journey, most people who started around the same time as you have already given up. So before we go any further, let's start the episode with a quote from Mark Manson. Like anything worth doing in life, happiness takes time, patience, and consistency. Time, patience, and consistency are three of the things that we need when building a portfolio we can bank on. But how are you doing? Let me answer the question myself. I'm doing okay. My portfolio, unfortunately, is actually in negative right now. I have been aggressively buying the dip, and that has resulted in me having a higher average price for the majority of the stocks that I own. But I am quite happy with that because my dividend growth is continuing and is on track. In addition to that, I've also moved the vast majority of my investments into a tax sheltered account, and I have diversified across platforms. So now I am fully invested on Trading 212 and Freetrade. So those are some big updates for me. On top of all of that, I've actually diversified. Yes, I also own a little bit of crypto as well, and I'm happy to say that me and my wife are also the proud owners of our first property. So things are going well despite everything that's happening in the markets right now. And like always, you can always bank on dividends. Now you know how I'm doing. How are you doing? My first question for you is, are you still investing every month? Were you investing every month in the first place? I know things have changed. Most of us are no longer working from home. If you were working from home, the prices of goods are continuing to go up. And yet, if you're in the UK right now, we're still having to deal with all the fallouts from Brexit and, you know, the scarcity of petrol and diesel and all the other things that we're dealing with. But these issues really are just temporary. No matter where you are in the world, we're pretty much all seeing the same effects of inflation eating away at our money. I firsthand know how hard it is to continue investing every single month. When I started, I've always made it really clear that I started investing the money I saved from commuting and working from home. Like most of us, I'm back at work now. So still investing that same amount, even though now I do have the transport cost again, is really, really tough. So that's my question to you. Are you still investing every single month? If not, why not? And is there anything that you can do to keep it up if you are finding it hard? Have you been able to cut back in anywhere else to aid yourself in investing? At this stage, I'm literally begging you, if you stopped investing every single month or regularly, to start investing again. I know it's tough and I know nothing about your personal financial situation, but you will thank me and you will thank yourself in the future, because missing just 1 month of investing can actually have huge implications on you achieving your financial goals. Question number two on how you're doing. Are you tracking your performance? Are you tracking your dividends? When was the last time that you checked if you're in line with your goals? It sounds simple, but actually, you won't know how well you're doing if you don't track how well you're doing, right? It sounds silly, but it's true. If you said you wanted to achieve, let's say, £50 in dividends every month, but you don't know how much you're receiving in dividends in the last 3 months, then it's going to be tough for you to know if you're doing well or not. If you haven't checked in on your goals, how do you even know that you're actually doing or achieving what you said you wanted to achieve? It's such a no-brainer, but every investor gets lazy because we are human. Now, I've already said there's a link in the bio to Stock Events. Use Stock Events. It's a great way to track your dividends if you're just starting off. If you're more advanced and you've got things in an Excel document, are you still keeping up with that Excel? I have had weeks and months where I haven't tracked every single dividend I get, and I get a lot of dividends, but I always make sure that I go back, fill out my Excel, I check if I'm on track with my dividends, my performance is on track, my return on cost or my yield on cost is going up or going down. And it really helps me know whether I'm achieving what I want to achieve and at what cost. If I'm investing a bit more to increase my dividends for the next month, for the next quarter, what effect does that have on my yield on cost? So that's point number two on how you're doing. Are you tracking your performance? All right, number three, are you still learning? Now, this sounds like a funny one. After a while, most dividend investors and most investors in general start to believe that they know what they're doing. That's great. It's good that your confidence is increasing. However, it's more important to keep learning, and even more so, look back at the mistakes that you've made already and make sure that you don't make those same mistakes again. Even though I'm so grateful for everyone who listens to this podcast, if this podcast is the only thing that you use to grow your investment knowledge, then you really need to think to yourself, are you still learning? Now, learning range from anything to reanalyzing the positions that you already hold, or reading a book like The Intelligent Investor, just to make sure that you are keeping financially literate. This is important because investing is not a one-time game. It's not something that you just do today and you're set forever. You have to continually improve yourself. What you did when you first started investing will only work for so long. You have to continually up your game, especially as your portfolio grows. The growth of your portfolio is actually not limited by the funds that you have. It's limited by the knowledge that you have. So ask yourself, how are you doing? And are you still learning? And my final point on how you're doing is, have you shared this podcast with at least three people? No, I'm joking. But you should share the podcast if you are enjoying it. My final point is, how are you feeling? Now, this is a strange one. People often say, well, what does how I feel have to do with my investing and my success? And I've said many times in episodes gone by that investing is not just about your money. Investing is part of you, and you are part of your investing. Whatever else is going on in your life will affect your investing, whether you panic buy, you sell, you're discouraged, whatever's going on in your life. One way or the other, it will affect your portfolio. If you are going through a turbulent time in your life, a stressful time, it's okay not to invest. Put investing to one side and focus on the rest of your life and pick investing back up, because we invest to make sure that our futures and our loved ones are in a better place. And you need to be your whole self when you are investing. Now, people don't like to hear this, but it's true. You really have to look after yourself in all aspects of your life, and investing is just one of those aspects. So when I ask, how are you feeling? That's exactly what I mean. What's going on with you? You know, I really do care what's going on with those people that I speak to on Instagram and Twitter. Like, if you've just had a baby, it's probably not the best idea to put all of your money into a penny stock. You know, you should probably go for the safest dividend stock you could find if you are going to invest that money. Even better yet, put your money into a junior ISA for that child. And in 18 years, that child will probably thank you more than you can imagine. So that's my final point. It's a strange one, I know, but I really do care. And I believe that you probably care also. So how you're feeling, your emotional state is one thing that you need to ask yourself, how you're doing and how is it affecting your portfolio. And that's it for our Q4 check-in episode. If you have any suggestions or topics that you would want us to cover, please reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter and let me know what topics you want us to cover. And I've got some great news. We are going to start doing stock analysis here on the Bank on Dividend podcast. I haven't decided which stock is going to be the first stock that we analyze, and we're going to have a few guest speakers on the podcast in the coming weeks to help us with these stock analysis. So very exciting times for the Bank on Dividend podcast. Stay tuned. And like always, thank you for joining me. My name is Banky. Remember, no matter what happens in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. Hey there again, my name is Banky. Thank you for listening to the Bank on Dividends podcast. If you like what you heard in this podcast and if you like the series, please leave a review, share and subscribe. I really appreciate hearing all your feedback and seeing the podcast grow. Why not follow us on Instagram and Twitter and continue your investing journey on all the different platforms to make your investing journey better. And remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends.